None of this makes any sense unless we believe in the resurrection. None of what we hear today makes any sense unless we believe that there will be a time where God will help us to see who it is we have become. Hopefully for us, it will be the story of becoming great saints, ready to live in his presence always and everywhere. If it weren't for the resurrection, if it weren't for this time when we will be revealed to be who we are, either followers of Jesus or rejecters of Jesus, if it isn't for that, then it makes no sense to sacrifice. It makes no sense not to grab anything that we could grab. It makes no sense to think about how we live our lives, really. But because of the resurrection, we are reminded that our real destiny lies not here, but in heaven. That the real relationship that is most powerful is both that relationship that we have with those people we love and care about, and indeed everybody else, and our God. The command of God is simple. Simple to say, difficult to live. The simple to say part is that we are to love God and love neighbor. But that's not so easy all the time. Jesus reminds us that some of the things that may seem quite impressive right now, some of those things that might seem really outstanding, even those things that seem to be part of faith, aren't necessarily the things to focus on. But rather, we should focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, who will come at the end of time, and at that time reveal to us who we are and where we'll be.